Nice head. The last day of life. Dan, cheskes habatim. But habatim, to be yomam yodim, to be lay lo yodim. It's the kashin in front of them. Where's the ritzuf? How you need ritzuf? To move from the context, that it's a kashin in front of them. Chayi habatim, you only have eidus in the yom, not on the layla, so it's so where's the ritzuf? Omer Abai, man masi habatim shivvi. Shivvi made the yodim, to be yomam yodim. Rav Amar came to also be tevi ami anan agrinim inay with avinim be tlashin be yomam over the raya. Tell me, Rav Amshat, you saw machlekes the raya in the Rashba. How can the renters be machzik for the soichim? How can they be machzik for the masker? Ike chazok is achilas peris. So the achilas peris is not being done by the machzik. The Achilles Peiris is the Urim of the house. So in the Gemara's case, at this point the Gemara thinks maybe you could say that. Well, sorry, the Rambam says the Iker Chazok is Achilles Peiris. Achilles Peiris, the Rambam assumes, cannot be delegated. So what's the Achilles Peiris of the house? So at this point in the Gemara, you could say the Achilles Peiris of the house is the rental, the money. The money that's generated in income, that's the Achilles Peiris, and that goes to the masker. So it's not a problem. The problem is, but then the Gemara says, but the Gemara asks that the Neugen Beitus. The Gemara, that's the next line. I'm going to ask Rav Yehmel HaRashi, how do you Neugen Beitus mean? And Rashi said to him, Dayanu Deshili Yochid, I mean, let's keep going to the Kitty Agabesi. They didn't pay the rent yet. Well, if they didn't pay the rent yet, asked the Rivet, then what's the Peiris? Where's the Achilles Peiris? The Peiris is the rental. El and I will say, no, the Peiris is not the rental. The Peiris is the deer in the house itself. Like if a person's machzik in the bayis himself, there's no rental, but he's the deer in the house, that's the Peiris. But that's being eaten by the soichim, not by the maskir. So how is the maskir being machzik in the house? So the Rashba says, not Akasha, just the same way you could delegate the other in Yonah Chazoka, you could delegate the Achilles Peiris. But the Ravid thinks that it's a kasha, and the Ravid says you have to say that even in the Maskan of the Gemara, the Peiris are the rental. But when the Gemara says that they didn't pay it, it means but they gave an IOU. So therefore, since they gave an IOU on the schar, so they don't, there's no negius because they could just as well pay the schar eventually to the Marakama. If it turns out the house belongs to the Marakama, so they're not neigim babes. But there is Peiris. The Maske has Peiris because the Maske gets the star. So it's a Oram Shat. So the Lashon Gemara was that the Soichim say that we were there, that the Soichim say, Anan agrinim inay, v'darinim v'tlashnim b'yimom u'v'leilaya, and we lived there day and night. Why do they have to say they lived there day and night? What's the occasion over there? I just saw it. Why do they have to say that they lived there day and night? And let's say they didn't live there day and night. Let's say they only lived there by day and not by night. But they paid rental for the day and the night. So the maskir had Peiris day and night. If the Peiris was the dira, like the Rashba holds. So if you don't have dira day and night, then there's no achilas Peiris. But if the Ravid is right that the dira is the schar, so the maskir gets schar for the day and the night. He rented out the house day and night. Why did the Seichem have to say that they were there both by day and by night? Show me the places.
Halfway through the Tosos of Chav Tevah Beis.
Yeah, it's a different thing that he holds it on to be made on the Laylas, the Laylas Stoma. But Akapatim, the Gemara right now is going, but you have to be made on the Yom and the Laila. So I don't understand why did that be made on the Yom and the Laila. The main thing is that he rented it for Yom and Laila. What if the Seichim weren't there at all? The Seichim rented the house and then they left it empty. L'chaira, it's still built. There's still. All right, so that you could say maybe that wouldn't be Meir Macha. If the Seichim weren't there, how would the Murakama know that anybody's using his house? I could hear it. If they left the house Mamish empty, maybe that wouldn't even be called. There was nothing on which to be Meir. Maybe that's not the Teretz. Maybe the Teretz lies in that direction. That even if there are payers for the day and the night, but the Murakama doesn't. How does the Murakama know that there's payers for the day and the night? The Seichim are there, so the Murakama sees that there's something, there's some Achilles payers going on. Maybe that would be a. You can see from such a case, what if the Seichim rented it out for the. They rented the house day and night, 24 hours a day, they rented out the house. But then after they rented out the house, they left it empty. They went away. So in theory, there's Achilles Peres Yom Alayla. The mask is eating Peres Yom Alayla. But how would the Murakama possibly know? The Murakama doesn't see what's going on, doesn't know that. Murakama has to see something. He has to see that the house is being rented out. He sees the Seichim there. If he sees it by day and not by night, he thinks it's rented for the day and not for the night. Ulai. Maybe something in that direction. A kapanim, chayv it's a
ar. If the writer is going that there's a star, that right. Star is a coal, so seemingly the Marcon actually would know that they're rented. Then you would know that there's a.
No, that is. There's not a star in the rental. They pay with an IOU.
Right, but isn't there also.
I don't know, that might see a code. The rental was the rabbi doesn't say that the rental was the. A second. Oh, don't forget the rabbi holds there was a star for a different reason, because of the coil. The rabbi holds there has to be a star. If there's a star, there's a coil. So if there's a coil. Oh, you're right. Damas, you're right. The rabbi happens to hold not because of this kasha. The rabbi holds because of a different kasha. The rabbi holds that there has to be talking about where there was a itra, where there was a star. Because otherwise, the Marakama doesn't know that the seicher are there mikayach the maskir. So that's another issue. But it happens to be emes. It happens to be that there is a star. The star is makes the code. The seicher are renting. It's what makes the kashim work. So the emes is why does the seicher even have to be there? There's a star there's a star. Everybody knows the seicher are renting the house. Maybe they stay at the seicher travel around. They don't stay in the house. They keep the house open just in case they ever come by. Yeah, lay it there. I don't know. My sister, I don't have a good parents. Take the chami. You're right. The kash is really. I think it closes. The kash is. Lay it there. One other thing. Yeah.
I'm saying the
Ritva has
been saying
that
there's
something
of a
Yirsa
without
for a different reason. The chemin and agrinon with arena beit loshtin, but stomach would be imam of elayla mashma, the near and divine. Mandagoras lay the raf in the milson doctor. There are those who are not goris here, they're not goris by imam of elayla. So maybe that's make the rav attack will also not be goris by imam. The Ritva says it for a different reason. Maybe the rival does not be goyish being malal. Being malal is really not necessary. The schar is the peris of the schar. What does the schar? What does the schar need for them? The main thing is they're renting it out malal. Now that they're living there malal. Okay, very good. Yeah, there's another nekuda here which Rishonim ask, which is the Gemara makes it sound like this whole thing is only a kashan or a funeral. That if they're not there by night, it lacks in the tzufin. So Rishonim ask, what do you mean? If they're not there by night, then it lacks. Then it's not 3 years. You need to have 3 years. Not mukutois. Not mukutois means not less than 3 years. Not 18 months. Not 14 months. 3 years means 3 years. So if they're only there by day and they're not there by night, then they're only there for 3 years. So basically, they're only there for a year and a half. So it's not a refunah problem. It's not a problem. It's not 3 years. It's less than 3 years. So I told you this. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, they both addressed the question. So one teretz, but both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah here. Is that an ichadami? Then when the Mishnah says cheskes habatim, it's 3 years. The Mishnah means 6 years. It's 3 years of credit, but it's spread out over six years. It's 3 years of It has to add up to 3 years. But Lemaise is very split out over 6 months. That's the Poshut the Teretz. Then Reina Yonis is a second Teretz. He says, Ikadir is Bayoim and not Balaila. Meaning, mitzat the quantity of the Chazokah, it's enough to have Dir Bayoim and not Balaila. Just like in the Sodom, it's enough to do Avoid the Bayoim and not to do Avoid the Balaila. The problem is that it lacks in. So you don't even have to be there at night. It's not even doesn't even lack in Ritzufin. Because if you work the Sada by day, it's called you'd be Maxik the Sada all the time. In a house, you could live in a house by night. Most people live in their house by night. So even though the Ikadir is by day, so as far as the quantity of the Chazakah is concerned, 3 years of days is sufficient, if not called Mikutois, but it's not Ritzufin. So Mimela, it's only Kashan, specifically on Nefun. That's the answer of Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Ramban says a different Teretz. And I said, I don't understand what the Ramban is saying. I think maybe now I have a shock in what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is very cryptic. Take a look at the lashon of the Ramban. Ramban says, Ramban says, it's the first Ramban of Tesem and Aleph. V'hodak, in a little bit in. V'hodak shinam masnisin v'hobatim di v'yamom yadi v'leilayla yadi. V'dinu d'leim l'nerfunu l'tameich d'amet afilu m'fuzoris di bayim yoshesh. Really, Rafunu could have asked back, it's only better according to you. At the end of the day, even if you don't need b'tzufin, but you need 3 years, if there's no edus on the layla, then you need six. Elam yishun d'hav amino may sholosh diktoni shesh di yamomim. But Al Derech Rabbeinu Yonis first Eretz, he would have said that maybe the 3 years of the Mishnah really means six. Inami, says the Ramban, another answer. Lididon, meaning if not for Avuna, if you hold like the Makshin, kol klashed in Mahani, then 3 years is enough, even though you don't have any edus on the night. The Leimotzi Lemeimar, the Merakamim can't say, Ano Asino by Hizimno, I came at that time when you weren't there, but I have a spun, you weren't home. Mishimochi Leimachino. The Merakamim can't say that. Hilchach v'tlashnin the Yomam Esagilon da sholos shonim ika afalgav de loisolik leilis abal erevuna kasha. So I'm just do I'm still mepsis say to what does the Ramban say? At first glance, he says that it doesn't matter if you're there at night. It's not for erevuna. If you don't need ritzufin, it wouldn't matter if you're not there at night. It would still call 3 years because the Marakama can't say I came at that night and you weren't home. At first blush, I think it's a mistake, but at first blush, you might think, oh, maybe it's reminiscent of the Rashbam about the Matzosi Bayis Reikum. There's some kind of tain over here, Matzosi Bayis Reikum, and maybe by night there's no tain of Matzosi Bayis Reikum. But what does that have to do with the Rashbam? The Rashbam is talking about a case where you have 3 years, full-fledged 3 years, just that it was not Ritzufin, and you have the intervening years, but it's an Asur Demayvibagi, Asur Demayvibagi. I don't care that you have the years of Hevora. You have the 3 years of Chazokah, 1, 3, and 5. You use 2 and 4, you don't have to be Zareh because the Asu the Mavi Baki. The Rashbam said, but you can't go away altogether because then the Marakam will say, this is a new time, and it's also by Yisrael. The Ramban, so that's talking about a case where I have Chazokah, I have 3 years, I have everything, but there's a new thing that even the years that aren't from the years of Chazokah, you have to stick around because otherwise it's a new time, and it's also by Yisrael. But the Ramban is talking about a Nidin where you don't have 3 years. You told him, you need to have the requisite 3 years. If a guy is machzik for a year and a half, the chazokah is no good. Why is the chazokah no good? Because the Marakam will say, Matzosi Bayis Yisrael. The chazokah is no good because you don't have 3 years. For whatever reason, you have to have 3 years. Mitzad the Ach Vishtorach, people throw away their star after 3 years, you pay the Sabbat, whatever the theories of why you have to have 3 years, Takhonas Chachom, you have to have 3 years. A year and a half is not 3 years. It has nothing to do with Matzosi Bayis Yisrael. So what did Ramban gain over here? I can't say Matzosi Bayis Yisrael. The Mamish doesn't. Very, very, very cryptic. Very cryptic grammar. So I was talking with one of the guys after Shir, and I was in the Seder. Maybe we could say Taka Shach and Ramban with the Nesivus that we talked about, I guess last week it must have been. That and the Nesivus learns, the Nesivus is bothered. Mechatchila, Rava said, the reason why you need 3 years, Rava's first theory, was because it takes 3 years for the Marakama to be makbid. The Kepedis Abayim is only after 3 years. So Abayi said, what about the Beber HaYoshev, they're makbid even faster? And if you're going to say Nechinami, then it's after the Berech HaLashurim. So in the end, Rava came. In the end, Rava said, it's a different theory. After 3 years, a person throws out the Shtar. Ramban explained, Kepedis Abayim, you have the Bailim, the Kepedis HaBailim, the Ikkar Chazok is still built on the Kepedis HaBailim. But for the Kepedis HaBailim, the Ikkar Chazok is still built, the Ramban and Daphne Beit, the Ikkar Chazok is still built on Kepedis HaBailim, but that maybe wouldn't need 3 years. The 3 years is Mitzarach Vishtoch. So the Nesivus is bothered. It sounds like the Ritz is going to push this way. It sounds like we're going Mamish Menachotze Lakotze. In this earlier version, Rava thought it takes 3 years for regular people, not Baral Yosha, but regular people, it takes them 3 years to be Makbid. Before 3 years, they're not Makbid. In the final version of Rava, comes out that everybody's Makbid right away. So why do we go? How do we go Menachotze Lakotze? And Iker point of the question is, why do we even need to go Menachotze Lakotze? Rava is overkill. Rava Lachatchila thought it takes 3 years to be Makbid. Abai asked him, but some people are Makbid faster. So it's enough to answer. For the some people are Makbid faster, and there ought to be a chazaka before 3 years, but you have an Achvish Torah, so the Achvish Torah retards everything for 3 years. But we don't have to say that everybody's Makbid right away. So Nesiva said, they're Nechanami, that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Ramban means. The Ramban doesn't mean that the Merkam is Makbid right away. The Ritva did say that. Right? This is a different Shita, but in the Ramban doesn't. We're still going with the original Rava. That the chazok is built on the Kepedis HaBailim, and the Kepedis HaBailim by most people is after 3 years, but there are some people who are makbid faster. This is chazir we talked about at the time. Some people are makbid faster, and there's an asatul avrech l'shurim. So l'chayra, every time you have a chazok, you should have to send the marakama for psychological evaluation. Is he a 3 year guy, a 2 year guy? What's his shear of how long does it take him to fly off the handle? But doesn't matter because however long it takes, but you have to wait for the achvish dorach anyway. So you have to wait 3 years anyway to get out from under the Achvish Torah. And by the time you get to 3 years, then everybody's Makbid. Some people after 1 year, some people after two, some people after three, but maybe most people after three. But by the time you get to 3 years, everybody was Makbid. And before 3 years, so by the time you get to 3 years, you for sure have a Kepedis, have the Reclined over from the Shtikas about. And before 3 years, you can't have a Chazokah anyway because of Achvish Torah. So Mele, it comes out that everybody has a Chazokah after 3 years. That's how the Nesivus understands the Shitas Ramban. And the MS, we were dyking the Ramban, that the Ramban Adaf Membeis, when he says his Shita, that it's not only totally in throwing out the Shtar, but it's also based on Kepedis HaBailim, Ramban says that it's Mukhuk that way in the Sugya and that in the beginning of the Perak. So he said, what's Mukhuk in the, where is it Mukhuk in the Sugya? Because Ramban learned up the Sugya that the Rava, the last Rava, is still building on the previous Rava, because otherwise, Ikeh Chosim in the Sefer. Rava explained why there's no Chazaka before 3 years. He didn't explain why there is a Chazaka after 3 years. It must be because he's still coming off of the earlier Rava. So we're still coming off of the earlier Rava that after that the person, the reason why Chazaka works is because people are Makbid after 3 years. So then it's very compelling when the Sivas. That's still true. The Ikar Rava is still that people are Makbid after 3 years. But Abai said, but some people are Makbid faster. So for the some people are Makbid faster, we have the other Sora of Achvi Shtar. Atkan, what we said to the Sivas at the time. And we use that in the Sivas to answer a lot of Kasid, primarily the Shuvas Haran. But the Shuvas Haran says that even if the Macho never reaches the Osnei HaMachzik, because the Eidi Macho say that we didn't tell anybody about the Macho, it doesn't matter. Chazok is based on Midu Le'Micho, on the silence of the Marakama, and here he was not silent, so there's no Chazok, who cares if it reached the Osnei HaMachzik? So what do you mean? After the first Achilu, you already have the Raglayim Dover. After that, everything's based on Achvish Torah. And the Macho is just a Hasro Lishmash Torah. So you see in the Ran, and the Ran himself holds like the Ramban. The Ran is from the Shita of the Ramban. So with the Nesivus, it's beautiful. Most people are only Makbid after 3 years. By most people, Macho works that it takes off the Midu Lemicho. For Bei Bar El Yoshev, then you could have a theoretically a Chazok earlier, but you have an Achvish Torah, and in that case, the Macho works as a Hasro Lishmash Torah. But in most cases, in the typical case, the Macho works not as a Hasro Lishmash Torah only, but the Macho works because it takes off the Midu Le'Micho. Because it takes 3 years for the Bailam, for the Marakama to be Makbid. Yeah, all this we already know. So I want to say like this. What the Ramban is saying is the following. So it comes out, if you're feeling the Sivus, it comes out that if you want to know why does Chazoka take 3 years, why do you need 3 years of knowledge? What's wrong with Mekutayos? If you have 3 years, but they're not 3 years that are shleimos, they're only mikutos. It's only 18 months, or it's only days and not nights. You have a cheskin. It's less than, in effect, it's less than 3 years. What's wrong with less than 3 years? So, after this, without the nesivus, I would say, what's wrong with less than 3 years? Achvish dar. Until 3 years is an achvish dar. But in the light of the Nesivos, that's sometimes that's true. By Beibar al Yoshev, that would be the right answer. That the reason why you need 3 years, what's wrong with less than 3 years, or the Ayin Dovah have right away. But you need the 3 years to the Yafim of the Achri Shtarach. But that's in an exceptional case. But in most cases, by some people, what's wrong with the Chazokah that's less than 3 years is that there's no Kepedus Abayla. The Bailim early Makbid after 3 years. At the end of the day, if you hold that in the Sivas, if you were Machzik less than 3 years, the reason why you don't have a Chazokah is not just because there's an Achri Shtarach. That's also true, there's an Achri Shtarach. Until 3 years is an Achri Shtarach. But there's an even more fundamental problem. Until 3 years, mechatesi have even a reglai mudav. Unless I'm a Beibar al Yosef person, my shear of peda may be only after 3 years. May take 3 years to get me upset. Maybe take 3 years for me to want to be mecha. So you don't have a midah lenicha, you don't have a reglai mudav until the entire 3 years are there. So every mikotois lacks in the midah lenicha of the Bible, because it takes 3 years for the Bible to be mecha. So now we could rephrase, what's the kasha about Leilis? If you only have Edom on the day, you don't have Edom on the night. So it's Mukutois. And what's wrong with Mukutois? What's wrong with Mukutois is if you're only there by day and not by night, so maybe that's why I wasn't Meicha. I wasn't Meicha because I see you're only there by day, and I see you're not there by night. And there might have funa that it's not Kinemachsiki and she would go with Arahuna. But if you're only there by day and you're not there by night, it's not 3 years. And I'm a guy who only gets angry after 3 years. Most people only get angry after 3 years. It takes 3 years for me to get really going. So if you're only there by day, not by night, so I could say, you know why I wasn't Meicha? Because I come in, you bring Eidim, but you only bring Eidim for the day and not for the night. So I could say, you know what? You weren't there at night, so you know why I wasn't Meicha? Not because you weren't Machziki and Shi. That's Rav Hunadik. I wasn't Meicha because it was too early to be Meicha. It takes me 3 years to be Meicha. I don't really get to have a kepedah until 3 years, and you were only there in effect for a year and a half. So that's why I wasn't Meicha. Says the Rabban, that's not true by Leilus. If you were there by day and not by night, then that's enough to get me angry. As far as the kepedah sabalim is concerned, I can't say the reason why I wasn't Meicha is because I saw you by day and not by night. And I think it's al derech ben yoyin abemis that ikadir is the yomim. The main thing is the yomim. If you were there for 3 years, as far as the quantity of the chazokah is concerned, the quantity of chazokah means the amount of chazokah that you need to do to get me upset and to get me to be makbid and meicha, it's enough that you were there by day and not by night. That, in the eyes of the Marakama, would still be called that there was that you were there the requisite amount of time for me to make it angry. Because the day is the main show. The night is a toffel. The ikur is the day. So the ikadira you were doing, if you were doing, you did the ikadira of 3 years. So that would be enough that I ought to be makbid. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that the Marakama can't say that the reason why I wasn't meicha is because he weren't there at night. That's not a taina. If you were there by day and not by night, I should have been meicha. The Ramban says it b'kitzur. The Lashon Rabban is a little bit misleading. The Lashon Rabban is that the Marakama says, that's why it's a red herring. The Lashon Rabban was the Lemotzi Lemeimer Ano Asino Bahizimna Delehavispo. The Rabban talks about the Marakama says, I came at the night when you weren't there. So the Marakama can't say that. So it sounds like that's why it sounded a little bit like. But Sosi Bayis Rekum, like the Rashbam, I came at night and you were there. I thought, oh, maybe the whole thing's fake news. That's not what he's saying. The reason why he's really saying what the Ramban is really saying is that the Marakama can't say that the reason why I wasn't Meicha is because you weren't there at night. I knew that you're not there at night, and because you weren't there at night, I didn't get angry. There wasn't enough time for me to get angry. So the Ramban, that's not a time. He doesn't explain why it's not a time. But maybe things that doesn't need any explaining. That's we can understand right away. That if you're there for 3 years by day, and you're not, even though you're not there by the nights, that's not a reason for me to be able to say, oh, I wasn't Meicha because you were only there by day and not by night. That's self-explanatory. That if you're there by day and not by night, that's still enough time for me to be Makbid. The Shia Shol Hashanah that needs for me to be Makbid is reached even if you were there by day, which is the main dira, and you weren't there by night. The reason why the Ramban talks about I came and I saw you not there at night. Why does he have to say, I came and I saw you that you weren't there at night? Why does he need to say that the shmua that I heard in Medina Rechaika with the Chava Chava Chitzlay is that you were there by day and not by night? It's a side thing. Because later on we have the Gemara about Mazutra, that in order for that you don't need to bring Edom by the night, Stoma, you were there at night. You only have to bring Edom in the night if the Marakama time is buried, that I know for sure you weren't there at night. It's a side issue. And the Ramban, by the Sugi Mazutra, is masking to the Rashbam's Tratan Mazutra. So therefore, that's for sure, the Marakama can't say, well, when I heard the Shmuv in Medina Rechaika, I heard them saying that you were only there by day and not by night. For that, you wouldn't have to bring Edom by night anyway. We would assume you were there by night too. Most people are there by night. The whole case that you need to bring Edom for the night is where I'd say, Bari, Stoma, you were there at night. If you're there by day, Edom, you were there by day, Stoma, you were there by night. The case they were talking about is a case where I say, Asino, that I came and I saw you not there at night. And that's why it's not Ritzufin. And that's why you have to bring Edom on the night, according to Rav Huna. But the Ramban's question is, what about with Rav Huna? According to the Makshin, where's the 3 years? Says the Ramban, even if you came and you saw that he's not there at night, so if you hold the kerfuna that it's, if it's not Ritzufin, it lacks in kinemachsiki and she, so okay, fine, that's a different story. Then there would be an issue over here. If I say I didn't see you at night, so I saw you not machsiki kinemachsiki and she, that's not kinemachsiki and she, to run out at night, every night you run away. So it's not kinemachsiki and she. According to Ravuna, that's the reason not to be made. That's why according to Ravuna, we have a problem. But if you don't see like kerfuna, so there's no issue here in kinemachsiki and she. LMI, but maybe I wasn't meicha because it wasn't enough time for me to get angry. That's about another time. If you're there 3 years by day and you're not there by night, I can't say I wasn't angry because you're not there at night. That's what the Ramban means. So it comes out by Emes. It's al derech Rebbeinu Yonah. Maybe it's even a Havana Rebbeinu Yonah. The Dikud there is by Yom and not the Lila. It only works with the Nesivis. Because if you don't say like the Nesivis, then the Kepedis Habalim doesn't need 3 years altogether. The Kepedis Habalim is after one Achilah. So you're only waiting for the 3 years for the Achvi Shtorach, for the guy to throw away a star. So what's the Ramban talking about that the Murakama can't say? What's he talking about? The issue is, if you're not there at night, maybe you don't throw away your star. And now we can have a discussion. So we wouldn't. It's only because I have a Nesivis, who says that Lefi the Ramban, most people are only makbid after 3 years. That still remains true. The first Rava remains true. The reason why you need 3 years, besides the main reason why you have to have 3 years, is because it takes 3 years for people to be makbid. We also have to add the Achvei Shtorach to cover the people who are makbid faster, the Bei Baral Yosef cases, the exceptional cases. But the normal case, and we said at the time last week that whenever there'll be enough community, we're going to say Leiklub. So the normal case, the case that the rules of Chazok are built on, is the case of a person who takes 3 years to be makbid. And therefore, if you're not there for 3 years, besides the Achvei Shtorach, it lacks in the Kepedis Abayl. So that already could fit very well into the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, if you're there by day and not there at night, the Balaam can't say, oh, I wasn't makbid because you were only there by day and not by night. It wasn't enough time for me to be makbid. That's not a time. That's about enough time for the Balaam to be makbid. 3 days, 3 years of days is enough time for the Balaam to be makbid. If you're a funer, though, it's a kashi because it's not going to machsik yinshi. Even the days are not going to machsik yinshi. So that already is a reason not for the Balaam not to be makbid. Okay, let's start the Tosfos. We don't have so much time today. Let's make a haskalah. So I'll tell you, how do you know you can make this? In Tamar, but am I having no you can make this? How you can meet it? How you can meet it? That we must see army for an aloch agro. What place is he asking? Where is the kash? We have Edom. Who are the Edom? The Edom are the Seichim. And the Gemara says, So the Gemara asked the Seichim. The Seichim are noigim be'edus, because presumably they already paid rent to the machzik. And now, if they'll be made that they were there by Yom Ha'Lailo, so very good. They paid rent to the machzik and they're finished. But if they're not going to be made that they were there by Yom Ha'Lailo, then the bais is going to go back to the Murakama. The Murakama then is going to come and he's going to mund them the rent. Some it's like a chotzer dovid lemeger. The Murakama is going to come and he's going to bond them the rent, and they're going to have to pay the Murakama. The Mishnah speak out, even though they could get reimbursed from the machzik, but that's a whole entire. They're going to want to have to go through that. So in Mimele, they're affecting more than noigim be'edus. Tosfos asks, but they have a migoy. So what does Tosfos mean that they have a migoy? The normal, what's the normal in a migoy? Migoy is they have a nemanus. To say, A, Migoy, that they could have said, believe them, to say, Taina, A, Meaning that they could have said B. So what would that mean over here? Believe them that they were there by Yom Ha'Laila, and the house belongs to the Soicher, to the Maskit, to the Maksik. Migoy that they could have said that they were not there by Yom Ha'Laila, but they paid the Maratama. What's the Migoy? They want to be made for the Maksik. They want to be made for the guy. You're the Maksik. The Edom are coming, they're being made L'Tevoscha. You rented them the house, and they were there by Yom Ha'Laila, therefore it's your house, you have Chesed Gimel Shalom. The problem is, but they don't have the Nemonis of Edos, because they're Noigim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. They're Noigim, so how could they have the Nemonis? Edom can't be Noigim. Migoy, it doesn't matter if you're Negev or not, but Edom can't be Noigim. They're Noigim, they have a vested interest. So what's Tosfos Kasha? But they have a Migoy. What do you mean they have a Migoy? You want to believe? No, does Tosfos mean, forget the Nemonis of Edos, don't give them the Nemonis of Edos, but let's give them instead the Nemonis of Migoy. Is that what Tosfos means? You know, at first glance, if you read the Tosfos without thinking, maybe that's what Tosfos means. Who cares if they're Noigim Veidos? So fine, so they don't have the Nemonis of Edos, but let them have the Nemonis of Migoy. That doesn't make any sense. It's absurd. How could they have the Nemonis of Migoy instead of the Nemonis of Edos? The Edos is to be Mach. The Edos, they're saying Edos to tell you, they're saying Edos for you. So if you want, if they get, how could they even, the Migoy, in order for it to work with the Migoy, it would have to be, believe them that the house is yours because they were there by Yom Ha'Laila. Migoy, that they say the house, they could be Neman to say the house is yours in some other way. But if they say to the Marakam, then they're saying the opposite of the house being yours. They're saying the house is mine. So what kind of Migoy is that? Teretz says, the Taisa doesn't mean the regular Nemonis of Migoy. The regular Nemonis of Migoy over here is not going to do anything. Why do they need the Nemonis of Edos? To be made for you, they have to be Edom. They can't be Neman for you with the Nemonis of Migoy. The Migoy over here is not going to help you at all. For them to be made for you, about they need the Nemonis of Edos. Taisus is asking is, okay, to be, but they're Noigim. They have a vested interest. So Taisus is asking, they're not Noigim. Because to protect their own interest, they had a different way to protect their own interest. They could say to the Marakama, Paran al-Chalokah. So there's the Migo over here is not to give them an Nemonis to be made for you. The Migo over here is that they're not Noigim. It's a different kind of migoy altogether. It's not a migoy nemonos. The normal parsha migoy that we're familiar with throughout Shas is a nemonos of migoy. Believe me, I should have a nemonos to say A because I could have said B. So the nemonos that I would have had in Taina B should flow into Taina A. Over here, that mamash has no aschol at all. Here, the nemonos that they want, that we want to give them is that the house, the nemon to say that you're a muhsuk. And that they have no migoy at all. If they'll say Paran El Cha'ogah that they paid me, that doesn't help you at all. That doesn't give them an amonis to say that the house is yours. You can't say, well, believe them, the house is yours. Meager, they could have said the house is mine. But that makes no sense. Rather, what we're saying is, no, the amonis that they have to say that the house is yours is a regular amonis of Eidos. But there's a problem over here because this Eidos that they're saying for you is not disinterested. If they would just be saying Eidos for you, that would have nothing to do with them. So very good. But there's another layer. That they're saying something for you, that the house is yours, that you're a mukhzik, but they're also saying something for themselves, that they paid the rent to the right person. That they're potter from the rent. That makes them noigim be'edus. The fact that they have that other issue in their edus, that makes them noigim be'edus. That's the Gemara. Hanu noigim be'edus hay. And Tosfos, for the personal part, that they're potter from paying the rent, they had another way to say that they're potter from paying the rent. They could have said that they paid the rent to me. So then they'd also be potter from paying the rent. So therefore they're not noigim. Since they had another way to get out of paying the rent, so therefore there's a so therefore they're not noigim. It's not migoy in the regular sense. That's a terrible. Migoy doesn't always mean, migoy just means because. So with the migoy that we're used to is the migoy of nemonis. Like you have other migoyes. Migoy davei doifel nina shadet. We have in Gemara in Sukkah. Migoy davei doifel nina Shabbos. Have a doifel nina Sukkah. It's nothing to do with nemonos. It's because. So here we say, Tosfos is asking because they could their own personal agenda. Because they could take care of the other personal agenda in another way, that should take off the niggas. Now they're not noigim beitz. And who told Tosfos there's such a thing? Maybe there's not such a thing. Maybe Lemaisa, they're getting out of paying the rent. By saying that the house belongs to you, they're getting out of paying the rent. It's true. They could get out of paying the rent a different way, by saying that they paid me the rent. But right now, they're getting out of paying the rent by saying the house belongs to you. So who says that there's such a thing, that if they had another way to get out of the, if they had another way to get out of the negiyos, then they're not called negiyos? Who says there's such a migui in the world? How do they know there's such a thing? Anybody know? It's a Gemara. Anybody know where the Gemara is? You don't have to be a big baki b'shas. Just have to be a baki in the Taisus that we're learning. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Taisus post later. The Gemara in Kiddushin has a case where, let's say, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. And now the time comes to pay the loan back. And Reuven is in one town and Shimon is in another town. So Reuven gives the money to some people, two people, and he says, let's say Shimon lives in Chicago. So Reuven says to these guys, I know that you're traveling to Chicago anyway, so here's the money, and when you're in Chicago, give it to Shimon. Okay, a little while later, Shimon meets up with Reuven, maybe at a wedding, and probably in Lakewood, and Shimon says to Reuven, well, you know, you never paid me back the chayv. And Reuven says, what are you talking about? I paid back the chayv. I sent it with these guys. Shimon says, I never got it. So Shimon gets these guys, and they're made that they paid Shimon. So the Gemara says the Nemon. Affecting my why they Nemon. Why they Nemon? They have a negius. Because what's going to happen if they say that they never got the Shimon? Let's say what's going to happen if they're going to say they never paid Shimon? So Reuben's going to ask for the money back. Right? Reuben's going to ask for the money back. We know that he gave the money to these guys in front of Eden. So if they don't say that they did their shlichus and they gave the money to Shimon, so they're going to have to reimburse Reuben. So that should make them noigim be'edus. So the Gemara says, no, they're not noigim be'edus. Because if Shimon will ask to be reimbursed, they'll be able to, you know, if Reuben, I keep confusing Reuben and Shimon. Reuben's the guy in New York, Shimon's the guy in Chicago. Reuben's sending the money to Shimon. So Shimon says he never got the money. The Edom say they gave the money to Shimon. So the Edom and Nemon. Why are the Edom and Nemon? They're noigim be'edus. Because if they have to say that they gave the money to Shimon, if they don't say that they gave the money to Shimon, if they say they gave the money to Shimon, so as far as Reuven's concerned there, so that's it. They gave the money to Shimon, so they're pulped from Reuven. Reuven, they did exactly what Reuven wanted. But if they say that they didn't give the money to Shimon, then Reuven's going to want the money back. So they're noigim be'edus. So the merchants are not noigim be'edus, because they could always say to Reuven, we gave you the money back. We told you we missed the flight to Chicago, we never got to Chicago, or Shimon wasn't in Chicago when we got there, and we gave you the money back. So therefore, they have Mokos and Amigo, that they can say they gave the money back to Reuben, so they're never to say that they gave it to Shimon. This is totally if Malvus Chavir Beinim, Sarach L'Poyer Beinim, but Halocha, Malvus Chavir Beinim, Ain Sarach L'Poyer Beinim. So because they have this Amigo, so they're not Megan. So they're also, what's the Amigo? Is it the Nemonus Amigo? Not the Nemonus Amigo. What Nemonus Amigo? They're made that Reuben paid Shimon. What the Migoy is that they could have said that they never paid Shimon, they gave the money back to Reuven. Clapping the Nemonis that Shimon was paid off, and the Chayv is that the Chayv between Reuven and Shimon is paid off, they don't have a Migoy. What Migoy? Believe them when they say they paid Shimon, Migoy that they could have said they didn't pay Shimon. That's not a Migoy, that doesn't make any sense. The answer is, for that they don't need a Migoy, for that they're Edom. They need a Migoy to take off their own personal Negias, because this Edus that they're saying, besides the disinterested part. No, in their Haggadah, there's a disinterested part that Reuben paid Shimon off. But then there's also a self-interested part that they don't have to return the money to Reuben because they did their shlichus. So as far as the disinterested part that they've been made, that Shimon was paid off, the chayv was paid off, that they ate him. They don't need Migoy for that. They need Migoy to take off the Negias. So for that, the Gemara says they have a migra. Migra that they could have said that they returned the money to Reuben, and then they'll be potter from Reuben, so they could say they gave the money to Shimon. So the migra, it's exactly parallel, the exact same kind of thing. It's the exact same thing. It's the migra over here is not the nemanus of migra. It's a migra to take off the negius. You see from this Gemara in Kiddushin, it's a new kind of migra. A migra not the nemanus of migra, but a migra to be misalik in the negius. Now, Agarucha, Taisus over there in Kiddushin, asked the Kasha, he says, how do they have a migra? He says, you saw that migra betray loyamino. That two people don't have a migra because ein echad yodei ma shebelev chaveri. Can't say, well, you know, believe in them with the taina with this. Well, it's enough that they got together and they said the taina that they said, but to say that they would have both been mechaven to a different taina, that you don't do. So different migra betray loyamino. Then besides the kasha, not so clear. What's the kasha? Maybe migra betray loyamino. That's when you want the nemanus of migra. But just even misalik the negius. Who says that that's also migra betray loyamino? The ma'aser they're not negative. They could have said a different time. Apparently, Tosfos also not a chiluk. It's just like there's no migoy betray lagavi the nemonis of migoy, because ein echad yodei mashu b'leiv chaveri. So to be misalik negius also, the misalik negius this way. Either they couldn't be misalik negius the other way. To be misalik negius the other way, they would have had to both be mechavim to say the same thing. So that's not called the same way. It's not good for the nemonis of migoy. It's not good for this kind of migoy either. So therefore, Tosfos is a kasher. What happened to migoy betray lo yamin? Like, what is that gemara? How does the gemara make sense? The gemara over this is they have a migoy. They can't have a migra, because to have a migra you have to be a he, not a they. Migra betray lo yamin. So Taisus answers that since this is a migra to pater themselves from, it's a migra to lift their atzma mimoman. So Taisus lift their atzma mimoman, even two people could have a migra, because once you when you're patering yourself from mammon, then you're much smarter. When it's your own money at stake, you get much smarter. So Mele, since it's their own money at stake, so then they could be machav and mashu b'leim chaver. Okay, so coming back to this Taisus, the Taisus B'yas says Akashi says they have a migra. Why do they make this? They have a migra. Again, it's a different kind of migra. It's not a migra in the ik and the monos of what they want to say, but after Adam. But it's a migra to be misalas the negius. So Taisus says Teretz. We'll see next time what Taisus says. The Taisus Arosh is a Teretz. The Shita Mekubetz brings the Taisus Arosh. It's the same thing. Lehem ne b'migra. And the answer is migra betray lo yamino. But that you say the migra betray lo yamino. They don't have a migra because migra betray lo yamino. So what's the problem in Taisa Rosh? It's against the Gemara Kiddushin. If migra betray lo yamino, then what do you do with the Gemara Kiddushin? And that was Taisa Kashin Kiddushin. So you have to say a teretz. Either maybe lift or ask my mom and you don't see migra betray lo yamino, and maybe some other teretz, whatever it is. But it's a Gemara Mefresh. That Gemara is exactly parallel to this Gemara. And that Gemara says that they have a migra. They're not noigin beidus because they have a migra. So what is Taisus? It's a pellet of Taisus. What do you mean over here, migra betray lo yamino? Then it can't be. Yes, that's a pellet. That's what we need to work. Among other things, that's what we need to understand that Taisus. Okay, we'll stop here.